Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
And welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul, on location from what appears to be a monsoon. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. I love when we show up on Tuesday and people are here from out of town and don't know what the heck's going on. And they look around and what are these two guys doing with microphones? So that's pretty good. Welcome. Enjoy your dinner.
And the entertainment. And Coach, speaking of entertainment, I had a chance to talk to your lovely wife, Kelly, before the show started. And she was telling me a pretty interesting story that the biggest event this week isn't Thanksgiving, and it's not the football game on Friday night. It's Cooper's birthday this week.
And Cooper is going to be 6 years old tomorrow, and he's been letting us know for about 364 days now.
And I heard when Cooper arrived, it was a pretty interesting week for you.
Yes, it was. It was at quarterfinals. It was. He was born on a Tuesday. Had got the call from practice. Had to leave practice. I stayed to make sure we got through our split team period, special teams. But I got there in the nick of time.
Oh, perfect. And then went on and went back to state championship that year.
Yeah, we did. It was it was an interesting night that Friday night. I was stressed out all week long, didn't sleep, and we had 15 penalties and 7 holding calls, and it was a crazy. I went crazy on the sideline on GPB. It was awesome. It was a great experience awesome. Professionally. I got a lot of notes about who that crazy guy was, who was the head coach at Walton High School.
You though. Going crazy? I can't picture that.
Yeah, well, I was young and stupid back then. I'm much more subdued now.
Much. Well, speaking of crazy, just a real back-and-forth affair in Glenn County Stadium on Friday night as you take down Heritage 34-26 in the Sweet 16, and really, like I said, a game that went back-and-forth really until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we kept them, we let them hang around and kept them in the game all night. You know, that game probably should have been somewhere between 45-14 or something like that, really, but, I mean, our mistakes just killed us in that game. So, but luckily we walked out with a win, and so you know, hopefully this week we won't have as many mistakes, and we'll play a little cleaner, and move on to the next round.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to the playoffs, it's not really about how; it's just that you get it done, get to the next round.
It's all about surviving advance. You want to play well, but you know, as crazy as it sounds, you're going to have a game like that in the playoffs, and you got to win one to win the state championship. It's tough to play great football 5 weeks in a row.
Right, and going back to the beginning of this game, you defer to the second half, stop them on defense, get a short field. Randon's able to take it in to get the game going, and really it just seems like these past few weeks that triple option game has really started to find its legs, and now it's just rolling.
Well, I think we've been playing consistency on the offensive line. That's one reason. I think Randon's playing very aggressive at quarterback. He's playing very well, and just distribute the ball, taking what the defense gives him.
Now, Heritage did enter this game with the number one passer in the state, and obviously that's something you guys had a key on. And it seemed like on that first drive, they took advantage of that a little bit and ran the ball up the gut.
Well, you know, I think those guys, their quarterback was really fun to watch on tape and fun to coach against. He's a really good player. He's kind of a gunslinger. Gets back there, whips it around. Early in the game, they decided they were going to go to for it on fourth down. So, you know, a team that's a good offensive team, they're a really good offensive team, very good on the offensive line, good skill players. And he really throws the ball from a spot on time and does a great job. They're a team that decides they want to go for it four downs in a row. Tough to stop. I thought defensively we played pretty well. We gave up, Marvin fell down on the slant.
Right.
And then the other touchdown, their last touchdown, is we were missing line, and I called timeout, and the official didn't give it to me. He couldn't get his whistle in his mouth. And it took about 2 seconds to get his whistle in his mouth. By the time he got in his mouth, the ball had snapped, and he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and looked at me and said, it was like, sorry. So that was, to me, that was inexcusable on his part. He should have blown that play dead. But it is what it is. We won. We'll move on with it.
Well, they do come out and tie it up at 7-7, and for some reason or another, they decide that pooch kick's the way to go, and you guys take that down to the 10-yard line. Do you subscribe to the pooch kick
It depends. It's covered kicks is probably one of the hardest things you do in high school football. Just getting 10 guys who's willing to run down and fit on the ball really well. If you got a guy who can really return, it's just hard. I mean, it's hard. People, you know, coaching. Let me tell you something. Special teams about personnel. And if you've got 11 guys who run down and throw their body in there, it's great. It's just hard to find 11 guys who's going to cover kicks. So, you know, he hit that kind of on a line drive right to Byron, and we kind of creased him. We just kind of put a hat on the hat on a pooch kick like that. And the kids did a nice job of just kind of getting a piece of those guys running down and got a big return on it.
And just looking at that kick return team, I don't see anybody lined up out there that couldn't take it to the house on any given play.
Kick returns are just one of those things that it is about that guy who's going to return the ball.
Right.
But it's about the coverage. It's just so hard to get kids to cover and do it well because you don't have a lot of, you know, colleges, you know, they've got a group of kids that's what they do 15, right. 20 minutes. And you just don't have that time in high school to do that.
Well, you do take advantage of that short field and go up 14-7 in the game, and then you guys trade possessions, and you wind up on your three, and it really just bites you again as a bad snap into the end zone. What's been the problem with that this year?
I mean, just
if
is
you
what
knew
it
you
is.
Fix it, yeah.
There's nothing you can do to fix it. I'm just telling you, we have to. There are two things. The center has got to be disciplined enough to make a good snap, and what happens is you know, the coaching point is you snap your elbow into your crotch. That's kind of how he snaps it, and that gives him a good snap. And sometimes they get in a pinch, and they want to just kind of flip it back there with their wrist. And when they do that, that ball either goes low or it goes high. And he, you know, it's he knows how to do it. He's done it a million times. He just, you know, sometimes he gets in a rush. There's a guy standing on top of him, and he just doesn't do it. The other thing is, you know, Randon's got to get his hands up and get ready to go. Sometimes Randon has got his hands on his towel, wiping his towel when he calls for the pitch. And when the pitch is off, we have trouble handling. So that's a two-man deal. And some of those he probably could have handled. Some were a little high. He probably should have handled. And some were high and hot and were just tough.
And you're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Show right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, that does tie the score up, but you're able to come out in the second half and you get a long touchdown to Nolan Grant, go up 21-14. But then, again, like what we talked about, you guys play like you have on the edges, man-to-man coverage, and sometimes it just happens when a guy falls down, and the guy's open, you're going to get burned.
Well, you know, we weren't in man that time. We were in zone, but, I mean, it is what it is. And the route they ran, we should have been covered on that one, but – you know, what happened is he slips, and when he slips, we were missing line from the start. He had aligned with outside leverage, and he shouldn't have been aligned with outside leverage. He was on his own technique outside. He should have been inside to take the slant away and force the fade. So he was missing line from the start, and then he slipped when he tries to come out of his break, and when he did, the guy was just behind him.
And a couple more pass interference calls, but as we've talked about before, as aggressively as you guys play, you're going to get that every now and then.
Well, you know, that's one thing. I think our kids are play aggressive.
Yeah.
The second one, I'll give them that. The kid did a good job, and God passed him on the line of scrimmage, and he grabbed his shirt. That was a good job. The first one I thought was a terrible call. I mean, the ball was there. He arrived when the ball was there. The ball was high.
And your guys are entitled to their space.
Well, I mean, to me, that one should not have been called. And you know, but it is what it is. We just have to move on with it.
Well, then we move forward a little bit in the game, and Randon Journey gets dinged up a little bit on a play, and the backup Sam Wagner comes in, and you guys do a really good job of taking advantage of maybe the fact that they think you're just going to hand the ball off with the backup quarterback in there. Throw it over to Kane Cruz, and he throws a deep ball to Quantavius Bossy.
Yeah, we threw a double pass there. Yeah. They were really aggressive and playing some man out on the perimeter. We knew we were going to get that, and you know, the advantage we have with that is when you do that double pass, playing man coverage, those guys generally come up. So that was a huge play in the game. You know, it was great to see us execute that.
Gotta give Kane some credit too, because he stood in there and took the hit and delivered a good ball.
He did. He made a nice throw, and Coach Hart did a good job calling that play at that time.
And then as we move forward into the game, you get a couple of really clutch field goals from your kicker, Jack Kozlesny. And how good is it to be able to lean on him to kick some field goals like that as you move forward into the playoffs?
Well, you know, I think when you get and play good football teams, you're gonna have to win with your special teams. I mean, good teams that are good on defense. I mean, you're going to win a 6-3 game. And I feel good about us having the ability to do that because we have a good kicker.
And then, again, sort of like the victory cigar, it seems like, in this playoff so far has been Hunter Hall picking off a team and clinching a win. It's got to be really cool to see a leader like that clinching a game for you.
Yeah, you know, they had thrown in some tight coverage, some tight windows. I felt like we'd get some. We actually dropped three picks in the game. Probably should have had three interceptions. In addition to that one he had. But they were throwing the ball in some tight windows over there. Their quarterback was really aggressive with it. And so it was just kind of a matter of time before I felt like we got our hands on one.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the fourth straight Elite Eight appearance for you guys. And what's your message to your team after a game like this where it's messy, but you do get the win in the playoffs?
This time of year, you got to flush everything. You just got to move forward. You got to look at what you did and fix your problems. But you can't dwell on that. We made some mistakes. Let's move on from it. We made some mistakes. We won. So let's see if we can figure out how to win this week. And that's really what it comes down to, playoffs. Can you figure out how to win this week? You got a good football. Everybody's good in the Elite Eight.
Right.
So how do you figure out how to win this game?
And when we come back on the Rocky Hidalgo Show here on the Bishop Media Sports Network, we'll preview that game against the Harrison Hoyas. And that's up next right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season. Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802 or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Parent Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. And coach, you get the big week or the big win last Friday, but got to move on. Harrison Hoyas coming to town all the way from Kennesaw. And can you tell us a little bit about the decision that happened with you guys are both one seeds and how you guys got the home game?
Well, the GHSA went to a universal coin toss this year, and that universal coin toss, they flip one coin and that decides who's going to play at home if two one seeds play either the top or lower bracket. So the lower bracket won, we're in the lower bracket, so we get to play at home. And so they'll do another coin toss on Friday to determine the semifinal, who's going to play at home. So hopefully we win Friday, we win that coin toss, and whether it's Lee or Mays, they're coming here to play us.
Sounds good to me, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are thanking you for that because their wallets are saving a little bit of money on some gas.
Yes, for us, I mean, it's a big deal not having to travel 5 hours, 5.5 hours up there for a game.
Now, of course, everyone knows it's no secret. Justin Fields, the number one quarterback in the country, plays for Harrison, but he's been out for the past 5 weeks, and it really doesn't seem like they've missed a beat as they're undefeated since Fields went out.
They lost to Sequoia, Creekview. They lost one close game. I mean, but their coaches have done a good job of kind of holding the team together, and you watch them, they've kind of started to kind of meld around the kid they put in there. He throws the ball really well. But, you know, their coaches have kind of rallied the troops. I mean, most teams, you lose the number one player in the country, that's going to hit you big.
Right.
That hadn't been the case for them. I've been really impressed with what they've done there.
Well, speaking of the number one quarterback in the country, I just wanted to pick your brain for a second. As he may not play, but if he does, will this be the best quarterback that you faced as a coach?
Well, he won't be playing quarterback, so you know, that's tough to say. I mean, we faced some really good players before in the past at quarterback. You know, off the top of my head, I'm sitting here thinking of the guys who were, you know, one was probably Hudson. The best I played in high school was Hudson Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, Hudson was phenomenal in high school. I mean, he's just a kid that can make plays when he's out there. And so, you know, Fields is pretty good. I've seen him on tape when he was out running around throwing the ball. He's a pretty special kid.
Well, Harrison does get the win without Fields over Winer Barrow, 45-17, and a game that they forced six turnovers. And if you get six turnovers, there's a pretty good chance you're going to walk out with a win.
Yeah, you should win. You know, it was funny when I was talking to their coach. He told me they turned him over. They intercepted him four times Friday night. I laughed at him. I was like, you're not going to intercept us four times.
And
he kind of was quiet. I think he took that as an insult. And I was like, Coach, we're not throwing it four times. We hadn't thrown four passes in two games combined, you know. So it is what it is.
And, of course, their quarterback, Gavin Hall, has done a good job since he stepped back in. And 165 yards in the game in the past one. And David Roberts, their running back, 130 yards on the ground. So really a balanced team, even without Justin Fields in there.
Yeah, I mean, they played very well. I mean, if you watch them, their backs run hard. Quarterback does, they kind of do some wing T run scheme and then some kind of pro style RPO stuff as well. And so they've got a good little scheme there. He executes it. He throws a good ball. They've got very good receivers. They've got three or four guys who can really go catch the football. So it'll be interesting. People ask me what they're going to do. I've seen them in the wing T. I've seen them in two by two. I've seen them in 20 personnel. I don't know what they're going to do Friday night. I don't know, you know, the rumors Justin Fields is going to play running back. I mean, I don't know. We're going to show up and defend who shows up and go get after them and win the game.
Absolutely. And going back to Monday, obviously sort of a strange week with everybody being out for Thanksgiving break, but that's just sort of you kind of want that because that means you're still this deep in the playoffs. How's practice been so far this week?
Well, Monday's was very, very good. We had a great practice on Monday. Kids showed up. They were enthusiastic. Today's was a little lackadaisical at times. Defensively, our focus was not very, very good. Our execution rate was not particularly good at practice. So we had a long talk with the kids after practice, make sure they got to come back and be prepared. It's hard for a 15, 16-year-old kid to kind of show up every day with being out of a routine, and that routine is so important. So, and I said it last week, and the most important thing this week is managing the off week. Who's going to manage the off week better? I've had instances where I've had kids go out and get in trouble and lose kids for Friday night. Guys who stay up all night long and your team doesn't perform. I mean, those things all happen, and we can't control those when those kids go off at home and do those things. So, you know, I encourage the parents to put their kids in bed at 10 o'clock and get them up in the morning and feed them breakfast and get them in a normal routine. And so hopefully our kids will show back up tomorrow and have a great practice, and we'll be prepared to go on Friday.
And as you said, there's not a lot you can do when they're not with you, but what's the schedule going to look like going forward in this week, Thursday and Friday?
Well, you know, Wednesday we'll come around and we'll practice from about 9 to noon. We'll bring the kids in, feed them breakfast at 9 o'clock, show them film, and we'll finish up by noon. That's been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll come back over from 9 to 10 tomorrow, give them a little breakfast and get our practice in, and we'll be on the field from probably 9 to 9:45 and get them out the door for a walkthrough. And then Friday we'll bring the ones in first and second group in, feed them breakfast, you know, take them to a movie, and then we'll get in our normal routine around 3:30.
And again, Coach, this is your fourth straight time to the quarterfinals, and how much dividends does it pay that your guys are used to the playoffs? They've been here before and they've been in these situations.
You know, I think it does. I think, you know, our kids have played in a lot of big games, and I think that's important. You know, I think there's a lot of things that go with that, though. You have to survive success a little bit. And sometimes kids, when you've had some success, they start to believe that they're going to win just because they're Glenn Academy. And that can be a really good thing. But you don't want to cross that line where they become complacent, or they expect to win without doing the work to win. But the other side, I think, is important is that we're going to get at least three extra weeks of practice. I mean, these are our young kids. are getting three additional weeks of practice where everybody else is packed up and sitting at home. Our young kids are getting another spring practice. Spring practice is 10 days. This is another spring practice. So we've got a chance to really look at some young kids. Some young kids are starting to develop out there. You can see them out there. So there's a lot that goes on with this, with those additional practices. I think, you know, in the last 4 years, we've probably played more playoff games than anybody in 6A. I don't know. I haven't counted, but that, you know, if somebody's played more than us, it can't be more than one or two more. So our kids have played a lot of big games, and hopefully they'll show up and play well on Friday.
And going back to this matchup just real quick, again, it seems like you're finally 100% healthy at the running back position, and you got Brandon Jernigan is really playing well. He got a little dinged up in the game on Friday night, but your offense seems like it's really playing well. What's it going to take? I know this is the C word, consistency, but what's it going to take to put up another performance on Friday
night? Well, I think that's it. You know, we've got a couple of guys, Josh Anderson, re-injured his MCL. He practiced today, but he's a little sore. Shane Wells got rolled up in practice, our left tackle. He left practice today. I think he'll be back for Friday. I'm hoping he'll be back for Friday. It's really encouraging. Paul Hegeman came in for Josh and did a great job when he came in. We didn't miss a beat with him. So, you know, that's one of those things. As one of those young guys, he's just a sophomore that's really developed this year, that we feel like we can put him in a game and win games with him. And so, you know, we just got to keep churning, you know, churning butter a little bit. You know, for us, you know, to get out and score, we've just got to run the offense. We can't make stupid penalties, procedure penalties, holding penalties on the perimeter. We've got to be able to do that. You know, we got to secure the football, and we got to take what they give us a little bit. You know, they can't take everything away. So we've got to be able to execute those things that they're going to give us by what they're doing defensively.
Coach, I know everyone here is looking forward to Friday's matchup, and everybody in Glynn County will be out there to pack out the stadium. But when we come back, it's a competition between you and I. So we'll talk a little college football when we come back with the coach right
urgent
here on the Bishop Media Sports
Network. Just
an
urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrian Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
And welcome back to the Glynn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrian Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, last week I switched it up on you a little bit. You know you can't watch any NFL games, so I took advantage of that and got one game back on you in the records.
There you go. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to jump right into it, back to college football. Number 7 UGA, 10-1 on the year, traveling to Atlanta, clean old-fashioned hate to take on Paul Johnson and the Ramblin' Wreck.
I would love to pick Georgia Tech in this game. I really would, just to anger the Georgia fans a little bit. But I'm not. Just Georgia Tech's, they're just, I just don't think they're good enough on defense. at the end of the day, I think Georgia will run the ball on them. If Georgia can run the ball, they're going to win. So I'll take Georgia.
And I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take the Dogs in that one. And the next game, the game, you got number 9 Ohio State traveling to Ann Arbor to take on Michigan, who's 8-3 on the year, number 23 in the country. But still, games like this, it really seems like you have to throw out what the team's done before in the year and just play the game.
Yeah, you know, that's usually that is the case. And I love Jim Harbaugh. I think he's a really good coach. And I like the fact that he just kind of trolls everybody else, the other coaches. I think it's funny. But I do think they're really struggling on offense over there. And then I think if you look over Ohio State, since they lost to Iowa, they played pretty good football. So I'll take Ohio State.
As much as I want to disagree with you, Michigan's offense is about as anemic as it gets. Okay, we talked about this before. If you put Michigan's offense on the same field as Oklahoma's defense, Kent State was scheduled for homecoming.
That's probably
pretty terrible. So I'm going to take Ohio State in this one. This next one should just be a classic game on Saturday. You got number 1 Alabama traveling down to the Flats to take on number 6 Auburn, who absolutely smoked the Dogs a couple weeks ago. And they're both playing for the right to play that same Georgia team in the SEC championship.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't it be ironic if Auburn were to beat Alabama and then Auburn beat Georgia again, and then Alabama ends up in national playoffs, national championship
Auburn
playoff.
And Alabama? And
no, just Bowl. Alabama. Okay. Just Alabama. Stinks. Alabama ends up being in there. I mean, I'm going to pick Alabama in that game. I don't think Auburn's going to be able to score on them. I think at the end of the day, you know, when I watched LSU versus Auburn early in the year, Auburn ran the ball early in the game and were kind of able to get their offense moving. But when LSU screwed those guys down in there, Auburn couldn't throw it a lick. They couldn't throw it a lick and LSU pressure them. I think Alabama will do the same thing. I think they'll take away the run game, force them to throw the ball down the field. I'm not sure they got a guy who can beat anybody downfield. So I'll take Alabama.
Well, just for the simple fact that I'm trailing you right now, we've agreed on the other two games. I'm going to have to take Auburn in the upset, try to gain some points back on you so we can talk about this again next week.
You're never going to make money betting against Alabama.
I know, but you forced my hand on this one. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Go out and get the W against Harrison so we can talk about a Final Four matchup next week.
Will do. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Coach. This is Christian Gokel signing off for the Bishop Media Sports Network. Make sure you join us next Tuesday right here at Catch 228 at 7 o'clock. Thanks, and have a great night.